Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Nebco and Anderson Ford. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at Nebco.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Learn more at ConcreteIndustries.com or at NebcoInc.com. Also, Hour 3 is sponsored by Anderson Ford, the ultimate sandwich of Lincoln.
The Taco.
27th and I-80, 3030 Yankee Hill. Go see all your different Ford options there.
Taco?
Anderson Ford.
It's like a taco. They have tacoed the city with Ford. 150s, 250s, 350s.
Extreme south side, extreme north side.
Yes.
And how nice is that, though? I was like, well, where do I... So if you live way on the south side and you got to drive... That'd be a 45-minute drive,
ooh,
almost.
That might be a little much.
Depending on traffic, it could
traffic,
be long.
It'd be long. Or vice versa. Either way you're going, it's going to be a long drive like that. Mike just handled it.
Not a problem.
Here's what we'll do. We'll put one on each side of town so everyone can get there within 10 minutes.
Yeah. If you live by Lincoln Northeast, you can literally get out there by the interstate in 5 minutes.
And there you are.
Yes, seven.
Yes. Remember, there's some extreme financing situations that he's tying into the Husker success also. So make sure you
ask
Mike.
Smart. That's just smart business.
Ask Mike about that. Yes. Sit down, free consultation, test driving, take it for a whip, and get out there.
But Sean knows Mike Anderson.
I'm sure he does. We're joined now by Husker Online, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We'll get to football in a second, but Nebraska basketball, Sean, is number 8 in the country. They're 17-0. They won by 35 points last night against Oregon. Do you have any words for what you're watching right now with this team this season?
Guys, that was unbelievable last night. And look, I've followed Dana Altman my whole life. I went to his games his first year at Creighton growing up in Omaha. I went to his camps. And you don't just beat a Dana Altman team like that. I mean, he's a very good, accomplished veteran coach. And to win that game by 35 points, just unbelievable, because Oregon's having somewhat of a down year for their standards, but they still have material on that roster. I mean, it's funded by Nike, and for Nebraska to come in there and do what they do, and I mean, Frager and Rick Mass had the foul trouble, and then it didn't matter. I mean, the other guys stepped up and made shots. Obviously, Price was hot, as hot as we've seen this month, and you hope this continues because it's been a lot of fun. And they'll be favored probably at Northwestern now and favored maybe at Minnesota and Washington with a chance to be 20-0 going out to Michigan, which, don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. But that, I don't know if anybody in their wildest dreams could have predicted the start.
Could you, in your wildest dreams, predicted what Braden Frager's doing? Do you have any unique – you have some unique insight to Frager.
No, yeah. My daughter, we play for Supreme, and I can still remember Frager would be in the gym in there just kind of working out all the time. And, I knew he was a good player, and I went and watched him play at Southwest once. And, it was weird. They had all this talent at Southwest, but it just never really came together. I mean, they had Jackson Carpenter, Chuck Love's kid, Brendan Frager, all this. They're probably the most talented group of players on one team in the state that year. And it just never gelled. And so I just didn't know at that time. But then he graduated early, left Southwest early, and probably the smartest decision he ever made, skipping his senior year of high school to redshirt at Nebraska and develop. And we've never really seen anybody do that at Nebraska before for basketball, where they just left high school a whole year early and reclassified.
Yeah.
And, that's usually not the thing. But he bought into this plan, and he's getting legit. I mean, he's on NBA radars right now, I'll put it that way. I was over at our basketball practice speaking he played for Supreme, and some of the NBA area checkers have reached out to the AAU people around here that coached him just to get more background on him and just know more about him. He's on the radars. It's
of course he is.
One of the quickest rises we've seen for a guy that I don't know if any Big Ten coach had a read on who this kid was, and all of a sudden now everyone in the league is, and he's probably the sixth man of the year right now in the Big Ten.
Wow, Sean, good hoops knowledge there by you.
Yeah, and like Sean said, this could go to 20-0. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Sean, they're saying they could be a one seed, right? It's mid-January, but if we see one seed in Nebraska ball, I don't even know how to operate as a human being. I don't know what to do.
You know what? Just give me a qual. I mean, I'd take anything from a 1 to a 4, obviously, but give me Oklahoma City or St. Louis. That's what I want, because I want to see Nebraska fans be able to go down there for this thing. And they'll go anywhere, but you imagine if they got Oklahoma City or St. Louis, which if you're a top four seed, you generally get treated with some respect. And, Iowa State's going to probably be at one of those places. And, you know, Kansas is a little down this year, so they don't really get to call their shot on their location.
Mm-hmm.
So Nebraska could really be in a great position to get to Oklahoma City or St. Louis, and, you know, a six-hour drive to watch an NCAA tournament game. There's going to be a lot of people that would go down to those
games. It
would
be a takeover, Sean. It will be a takeover. It will be a complete takeover almost. Wouldn't you say that?
Well, they took over Memphis.
Right.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Joined by Sean Kellen. Sean, yesterday, news from the portal, Nebraska lands Paul Mubenga, a lineman from LSU. How would you assess the overhaul of the offensive line this portal season so far?
Yeah, Mbenga, 6'5", 317, 20 games at LSU, 11-game starter over that period. But you look at what they've done. They've brought in Black from Iowa State, Mbenga. Those are two guards. And then Tree Babalade is a right tackle. You have Elijah Pritchett as a left tackle. So, you know, you've got four pretty good veteran players that you've brought in the last 2 years now from the portal. That all could start. I mean, it's really up in the air how things play out. Justin Evans is, you know, your center today, I would think. And, you know, then you've got a lot of other players like Gunnar Gatula coming off injury. Where does he factor in this at guard or tackle? Sammy Sledge, Preston Talmua. But clearly they've gotten, you know, I think Jeep Wade, having him here for the entire bowl month, I'm guessing it gave him a very good read of what the room was, and I'm sure he expressed what was needed to the general manager, Pat Stewart and Matt Rhule, and they've gone out and spent money on that O-line. There's no doubt.
So what do you project as the starting O-line?
A lot of it depends on the Gatula situation, but I think Pritchett's your left tackle. Babalade would be your right tackle, or Gatula. I'd say right guard Black is locked into there. That's what he's played.
Okay.
Then, you know, your left guard is most likely Mbenga or Gatula, probably how that plays out there, then Evans at center. So I think there's six. I would break it down today, just if everybody's healthy and has a good off season and summer, you've probably got six guys that are going to battle for those five, with Gatula kind of being the one you don't know where he would factor in and how the other guys would factor in.
All right. Okay. Now, this is a critical question, Sean. There are 15, right? 15 guys out of the portal?
15, yeah. And then Andy Berberia would be another one, but he's not a portal guy technically. So they've taken, if you go back to last Monday, they've added 16 new players to the Nebraska football team.
Okay. Now, here's the question. So we're in a little like dead period right now, which ends tomorrow, right?
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy and Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy and Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy and Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Yeah, visitors can begin coming back tomorrow.
Okay, now they're at 15 portal acquisitions plus Berberia. Where, how far are they going? And what's the emphasis now?
I think there's really only one real big one, and that's another, at least one more, probably quality interior defensive lineman. And, you know, again, those are hard to find because everybody wants them, and the good ones are, you know, you do what you can to retain them on your roster. So we'll see what it looks like. But I know they have visitors lined up or in their mind that are going to come in. They're probably going to keep it fairly quiet until they get here. You know, this late in the game with so few prospects available, you know, I don't think you want to tip your hand on who you're trying to bring in because it might get other people involved. Okay. So I think you'll see them bring in some names. Now, running back continues to be a topic of discussion. And look, there's been no movement on the running back position. So either it tells you they like what they have and they feel like even Jamal Rhule in that mix is going to get them where they want to go, or there's something that we don't know about, and that could play out here too.
Jamal Rhule, what about Mekhi Nelson and Mosey? Isn't that who's getting them where they want to go?
I'm saying that what they've already added in the offseason. Like, Nelson and Mosey are a given, Sip. Like, that's a given. But they added Rhule to the mix with those guys.
Okay.
So I'm saying what they had and what they already have added from the freshman ranks.
Okay.
They feel like that might be. I mean, that's the least the perception I've been given. Because, again, if there is another guy – nothing has happened publicly. You don't really have a read on what direction they're going to go there.
Is it possible they would just bring in exclusively defensive interior guys, interior line guys from this point on?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I think they've gotten the two defensive backs that they wanted, Shig and Vic. Mm-hmm. So it just depends on what they who these guys are, but and what the price tag is. You know, are these going to be roster value guys that just require only a scholarship, or are these going to be high dollar NIL acquisitions? And I mean, there's two types of portal guys. I mean, in Benga, you had to pay some money to get him. Mm-hmm. Alabama was involved. Miami was involved. USC was involved. But, you know, like Shig is an example of a guy that you probably just had to give a scholarship to. You didn't have to give any money to him. So I think that's how you have to gauge it. Are they going to bring in some money guys or depth guys?
Jason Shiggs is from Towson. Now, besides Anthony Calandria, is that how you say
Calandria?
It? Calandria. Who is the biggest name guy? Is it Mumbenga?
I mean, Chambliss and Black have to be up there, too. I mean, Chambliss led San Diego State in tackles. He's graded really high on Pro Football Focus, had good numbers, good production. Black is a, you know, clearly a priority Rocco Spindler replacement that had been a multi-year starter at Iowa State. So, I mean, there's a lot of people you could go that direction. But the key is they have found some veteran pieces in the portal. That's what you need. You need guys that have some proven power for production, and they've gone out and found some guys.
Sean, fans have been kind of murmuring about what's going on with defensive line. Now, they do get Corey Brown from Miami of Ohio, D-line coach this weekend. What do you know about him, and has he been on the radar for a long time or not?
Well, Corey Brown and Rob Orich worked together at South Dakota, so that's where that started. But, yeah, I got the sense that, you know, they interviewed some people for that role, but Brown was clearly who Orich was leaning towards. And, you know, I know Coach Bush has worked with him before at Rutgers and dropped some good insight on your show earlier this week about him. And I think, you know, you look at his background at Miami of Ohio, he's produced a lot of all-conference players. They've had good sack numbers. He played for Iowa. and Orich is comfortable with him. And I think that's the key. If you're going to go all in on Rob Orich and what he wants to do, you got to give him some guys to build around. And if you do think back to like Tony White when he was coming here, he didn't have like any true assistant coaches that were like in the coaching roles. He had some behind the scene or analyst people with him. John Butler didn't. So the continuity, if you're trying to do this right, you have Roy Manning now. You have Corey Brown. I mean, you're bringing in a couple of people in the actual coaching roles that will work with what Orich wants to do. And I do think that's important if you're going to buy into this new 4-2-5 and what you want to do.
What's a reasonable number of guys among these 15, or if you want to say 16 with Andy Berberia, a reasonable number to project that will start for Nebraska?
I would say, I mean, if I'm just guessing today, 7 or 8 guys. I mean, I think 3 on the O-line, 1 at quarterback for sure. Kwazi Gilmore will be probably in that rotation at receiver.
That's 5.
And then, you know, on the defensive line, you might have 1 in there. And then that linebacker, you could have 1 in there. So, and then the long snapper is a no-brainer, obviously. So, like, if you count the long snapper, I'm at 8 right there. And that's just – that's a very – I would call it a conservative guess today, but yeah, so 7 or 8 of your, you know, 22 starters could be portal guys next year.
And that's pretty normal if you look around. Yeah. Indiana's at 14. I mean, they have 14 portal guys starting. Now, I don't know if those are all from last year's portal, but anyway, I think McDougal could be one of those, Sean, by the way, at safety.
Yeah, McDougal, you're right. I didn't even go in. Yeah, so 7 or 8 for sure is probably where we're at today. With at least, I would say on the defense, like a safe guess would be almost 1 at each level, 1 D-line and 1 linebacker, 1 DB. Is probably a good way to break that down, how it could play out.
Sean, before you go, a lot of rumors about Mike Eckler in terms of where he, if he's sticking around and going somewhere else. What do you know right now in terms of the Mike Eckler rumor situation?
Yeah, nothing official, obviously, out there. You know how these things go with coaching and things like that, but I mean, clearly, I think it's something to watch and some smoke, and you know, we'll see how this plays out in the days ahead. But you know, has he signed a new contract? Are some of these things happened at Nebraska? Look, I know Matt Rhule doesn't want him to leave. There's no doubt, and I think they've offered him some more money to stay over. And this was a while back before any of this stuff happened. So, you know, it would be surprising if Mike left. I thought this was kind of his dream to come back to Nebraska and you know, be home. But at the end of the day, I never thought Trev Alberts would leave. I never thought the Raiolas would leave. All these people that came back that love Nebraska leave. So it's so unpredictable how some of these things play out.
Good point, Sean. That's a good point.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan.
Sean dropping some serious Frager knowledge there.
That was
serious knowledge. Frager knowledge. Frager wasn't a big deal.
Jake's
in high
part
school.
Of the family now.
Yeah,
he's Jake's part of the family.
Like I am.
They've expressed love.
They've been love for the
might Thanksgiving.
Might be
right for Easter.
Yeah, Easter might be like a brunch. Maybe if all of a sudden, Jake's. Oh, I'm going to the Fragers. That'd be incredible. That would be awesome if that would happen.
We're friends. You know, they're good
people.
He
said earlier, I think we're friends.
I think we're friends.
I think we are friends.
I think we're friends.
He sought me out. I said, I love you guys. I love your son. You guys are great. Thank you for being Breakers as well.
Yeah. Well, he's a big story.
Yes.
He's a Lincoln.
It's awesome.
Like Bill said, Hoiberg, Frager, and Cale Jacobson. Yeah. Cale Jacobson right down the road. Right down the road.
3 guys making big factors. Yeah. On the court at the same time a lot.
Well, this team, people love them. Ooh, they love them. They love them. Don't they, Jake?
I love him.
I love him.
I'm going to go see him in Evanston, apparently.
You're going.
Maybe it's the breaking news in that next.
Breaking news. Okay.
Ooh, seriously?
That tease?
Yeah, okay.
Ben
tease.
Keep
it at that. Don't tell me.
Okay. That's next. Early breaking news.